Hello, Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hethorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Saints of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have been called by God the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross of Christ. And I have been empowered from on high by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free if you will apply it in your life. Let us pray from 1 Thessalonians 3, 12 and 13. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you may continue to make us to increase and abound in love one for another and for all, so that you may establish our hearts in the righteousness and holiness of the resurrected Christ Jesus within us, who is blameless and holy before you, God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Amen. Father, I further pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles clearly, simply, and in love, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearer to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today. And Father, I ask you to send forth faithful laborers to water the seed of your word sown today. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue to teach on being born of water and of the Spirit. We learned from the previous programs that we are born of water by hearing the gospel of the kingdom and believing the word. We also learned that we are born of the Spirit when we confess by the faith that we are crucified with Christ and we no longer live to satisfy the desires of the sin in our members. And by that same faith, we confess that Jesus' resurrected sinless nature now lives through us to do only the Father's will as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We are born of the Spirit only after the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And just like no one could be born of the Spirit until Christ was raised from the dead in his natural body, so too, no one can be born of the Spirit until Christ Jesus is raised from the dead by the faith to dwell in the natural body of believers. If Christ does not rise from the dead by the faith to dwell in us, we are yet in our sins because of the law of sin and death. And the sacrifice of Jesus is made of none effect to us. Anyone can confess Jesus as Lord, but only the Lord Jesus resurrected in the heart of the believer can do the will of the Father through us as we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. Even devils believe that Jesus died for the whole world. And in the Bible, we hear them constantly confessing Him as Lord. He had to make them shut up. But devils are not made in God's image so that Christ can be raised up by faith to live inside of them to do the Father's will. Matthew 7:21 says that not everyone that confesses Jesus as Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those that do the will of the Father. Jesus died for our sins, and by faith, we are in Him in His death. By faith, He is raised again inside of us for our justification. This is how Jesus can save to the uttermost. The vilest of sinners is put to death with Jesus on the cross, and Jesus rises from a death that paid the price for all of our sins, the vilest of them, to live His sinless life through us by the faith in the cross that enables the Holy Spirit to empower us to overcome sin. Amen? We cannot overcome sin without the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will not empower us if our faith is not in the cross and the resurrected Christ in us. If you are a vile sinner and you know it, be born of water and receive this good news. Jesus died for your sins and took your punishment upon Himself. Believe it and be born of water. Then confess by faith that the old vile sinner was in Jesus when He died, and when He rose from the dead by faith, He rose up inside of you unto eternal life to do the will of the Father. Then the Holy Ghost will empower you to obey His leading. Confess it by faith and be born of the Spirit. If you believe and confess the Lord Jesus, you are born into God's kingdom instantly. But if you believe, you must and will continue believing daily. And if you confess, you must and will continue confessing daily in your living and obeying. This is the cross we must take up daily to follow Jesus. We must maintain our righteousness by ever believing the blood of Jesus paid for our sins. And we must maintain our salvation by daily confessing in our living and our obeying that we are crucified with Christ and we only live to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and do the will of the Father. Amen? We maintain our righteousness and salvation to bear witness to the religious, to the intellectuals, to the fleshly, and to the worldly of the resurrected Lord Jesus inside of us. We maintain our righteousness by keeping our faith in the blood sacrifice of Jesus as our only righteousness, and we maintain our salvation by keeping Christ, who is salvation, alive in us by confessing by faith our death and His life in us through the cross. This is the only faith that opens the door to the empowerment of the Holy Spirit for us to overcome sin. This is the faith we must have to enter the kingdom of God. This is the faith Jesus will be looking for when He returns. This is the faith we must have for Christ to be resurrected inside of us. This is the faith we must have for Christ to do the will of the Father through us. This is the faith Christ Jesus was talking about in John 6:29 when they asked, "What must we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus told them, "The works of God for us is simply to believe on Him who the Father has sent." Ephesians 2:10, 2 Timothy 1:9, Hebrews 4:3, and verse 10 all declare that the works of God through us are already finished from before the foundation of the world. All we have to do is walk in them by continually believing in the cross. This is the rest of the Lord we are to enter into. If we are not born of the Spirit through our confession of faith in the cross, that our old sin nature died with Jesus and no longer rules over us, then we cannot live the abundant life in the resurrected life of Christ Jesus under the law of the Spirit of life to do the Father's will. Therefore, we are still under the law of sin and death. There is no in between. Either we are crucified with Christ by the faith in the cross, and Christ only lives in us to do the will of the Father through us and finish His works under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, or we are not crucified with Christ, and we ignorantly live to serve Satan in rebellion to the Word and the Holy Spirit's leading under the law of sin and death, thinking we are serving ourselves. Many in our churches believe in the sacrifice of Jesus washing their sins away, but they have never been born again through the faith in the cross. They have never received a revelation from the Father by the Holy Spirit of what the confession that Jesus is Lord means in relationship to the cross. And they never received this revelation because they have never heard the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom. They have heard other accursed gospels that are not the gospel of the kingdom that preach other Jesuses. Romans 10:14-15 lets us know that they can't hear the message of the cross unless someone sends the preachers with the message. What message are you financing? You will be held accountable for the gospel you are financing. If it is not the gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, it is another gospel that damns people's souls to hell, and their blood will be upon your hands. What gospel are you financing? If it is not this gospel of the kingdom, all your praise and worship and prayers is with bloody hands and is as iniquity and abomination in God's eyes, and He hates it and is fed up with it. Repent and come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Most people in our churches are born of flesh, and so they ignorantly work works of flesh under the fig leaf of religion. They are deceived by Satan through religion into serving him, and they are held captive to the law of sin and death to manifest themselves as sons of Satan, producing fruits of the flesh, which are spiritual adultery, spiritual fornication, spiritual uncleanness, spiritual lewdness and lustfulness, spiritual idolatry, spiritual witchcraft, sorcery, hatred, contentions with true believers, jealousy, self-ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, and murder with their tongues, spiritual drunkenness, partying in the spirit when they should be mourning over the state of the church. They have never been born of the Spirit, which only comes through the cross, because they have never heard the message of the cross, or they have rejected it, preferring to sell their birthright as the bride of Christ for temporary pleasures of enjoying sin for a season. And so they finance other gospels which promise to gratify and satisfy their sinful lust. And they are never born of the Spirit by hearing and believing the message of the cross, that they must lose their life and die to self in order to find eternal life in the resurrected Christ living through them to do the Father's works in them that will destroy the works of Satan in their flesh and manifest fruits of the Spirit as they follow His leading. They never make the confession of faith by their obedience and lifestyle of faithfulness to obey the Holy Spirit. They never confess to the world by their living that their old self-sin nature died with Jesus on the cross and that Jesus is resurrected in them. By their lifestyle of religion and worldly living, they deny that Christ Jesus is resurrected in them to do only the will of the Father. And if Christ be not resurrected, they are yet in their sins, living under the law of sin and death, headed to an eternal hell, all the time worshiping Satan with bloody hands in the flesh and in error and heresy, thinking they are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. As a result, they believe that Jesus has died for their sins, and they confess their sins and are cleansed of their sins because God is faithful and just. But they still are on perverted pathways headed to hell because they are still seeking to satisfy the lust and desires of their uncrucified flesh. My beloved brothers and sisters, if this word from heaven has pricked your heart, repent and come out from the places where they are preaching other gospels. And for God's people's sake, stop financing these accursed gospels that oppress God's people. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.